Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. We're full of intrigue today. Why? We're taking a look at this Browns roster and looking at the most intriguing players by position. According to whom? According to Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, you've reached the summit.
We've reached something. Now, I will say it's been dominated by rookies because we don't know anything about these guys yet, but not completely dominated by rookies. On offense, I went with Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Sampson at running back, Isaiah Bond at wide receiver, Harold Fannin at tight end. Those are all rookies. But DeJuan Jones on the offensive line, he might be the most intriguing guy in the entire team, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what he's capable of doing. Defensive side of the ball.
Oh, you don't want? I can't recap my picks?
Yeah, go ahead. No, if you right. like, you could just go ahead and speak when you want. I didn't know you had to put your hand up and be called on. I thought you'd just jump in.
Mr. Phelps?
We've been jumping all over each other for 14 Phelps. Years. Why would we stop now?
That's true. I said Shedeur Sanders. I said Quinshon Judkins. I said we agreed on DeJuan Jones with Zach Zinter, with a side of Zach Zinter on that. And then I went Jamari Thrash at wide receiver. Okay.
Yeah, and you went Fannin at tight end.
And Fannin at tight end. Yep. Yeah, it's hard
on the defensive side of the ball. Shall we begin?
Sure. Dun, 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 dun.
At defensive end, is this the year that Alex Wright becomes the man? To me, I think he's physically freakish. I think he's really interesting. If it doesn't bust out this year for Alex Wright, I don't think he's back next year. I think this is a huge year for him, and I think it could be full of really good things. I've always liked Alex. I think he looks great. I think he's ready to go, but I think he better be careful because if he doesn't have a year this year, Andy, my guess is he won't be in the plans for next year.
Yeah, not because of time, but I'll double down on everything that you just said. I do think Isaiah McQuire will be breathing down his neck, though.
Which is exactly why I think Alex Wright has to have a year.
Yes.
And if not, they'll go get somebody else. But I think Alex could be really good. And I'm hoping that this is the year. At defensive tackle.
It's a fun one.
Well, there are a couple of ones. I would normally say Mason Graham, but I think the most intriguing guy is Mike Hall. Can Mike get on the football field? He obviously had some health issues. He also had some other issues at the beginning of last year, and his grade for last year was incomplete. I wonder what happens if he's able to get out there, and can he be the force that we think he can be? And if so, man, I think the Browns could be set for a long time with Mason Graham and Mike Hall at defensive tackle. But I think I wonder.
I agree with you to a point. I Malik Collins, to me, is it fair? Can I say, is he intriguing? Just because we know he's a starter, am I allowed to
be
intrigued by a starter? Okay. I just...
Love to do anything. It's your show.
I'm intrigued by Malik Collins. I just think he is... he's an athlete. He's got ability. He could... that front four could be just the thing that keeps this season together.
Andy, think about it. I just threw out Alex Wright. You doubled down on Alex Wright. Imagine if he does what we think he can do, along with Myles Garrett. And you bring in Mason Graham. It's easy to say Mason Graham is intriguing. And he was my first thought there, actually.
Right.
Is he a sure thing at number five in the draft? He appears.
Should he be?
He appears to be. And great scouting reports on him. Great reports from everything that happened in the preseason. So I think he's going to, they made a big move to trade down, and he's one of the reasons they did it, and that number one pick for next year. But if you can put Mike Hall next to him, look out. I think it could be awesome. At linebacker, the most intriguing player is?
Carson Schwenninger?
It has to be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It has to be. Yeah. He's being asked to do an awful lot, Andy. An awful lot.
He did it. That's the thing.
So far. Preseason,
he's delivered.
Did it.
Yeah.
Preseason, he did it. He looks like the real deal, doesn't he?
Yes. Let's all keep our fingers crossed that this thing works out because, he has the potential to be a – I don't want to – he has the potential to be a name that you'll remember for a long time. How's that sound? He is in position to be that guy.
He's in position to be a longtime Cleveland Brown and a standout on the defense.
Yes.
Can he pull it off? If he doesn't pull it off, that linebacking crew's in big trouble. Don't you think?
Yes. It's the weakest part of the defense.
They have some players around him who I think are really competent pros. Baker, Bush, very competent. My fear is that we never see JOK again on the football field.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too.
But wouldn't it be nice to have JOK and Schwesinger at the same time?
See, think about that. If you had those two guys at linebacker together, look out. Behind what we think is going to be a really good defensive line, Andy, this defense could be great for years. But will Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah be able to play football again? Whatever happens there, I hope it's the right decision for him. You know, if the doctors deem it too dangerous for him to play football again, then JOK, I hope, doesn't try to push it and, you know, goes on with his life. Terrific guy, and I hope he can play. But right now, Carson Schwesinger, the most intriguing guy on that linebacking corps. In the defensive backfield, the most intriguing corner on the team, I think it's Denzel Ward. I think it's Denzel for a couple of reasons.
There's only one reason I can think of that makes him intriguing, but go ahead. Give me yours.
It's not just health, but combine the health with this question. How long does he play?
If total career or? Yeah.
How long does he play? I would love to see him play another 3 to 5 years, but will health allow that to happen? Or does Denzel become one of those guys, and there's nothing wrong with this, who says, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. You know, if he gets another concussion, Andy, I could see him saying that's enough. And you know what I would say to him? Congratulations,
okay.
Denzel.
Yeah, I would too.
You had one hell of a career.
Well, he's had.
Man, can you flat out play the corner spot?
What is he, the third longest tenure on this team?
Well, that's not saying much, is it?
Well, Miles was in 17 and somebody else was in 17.
Antonio.
Yeah.
Before that.
Oh, Joel. Yeah. Was 14.
I just wonder about Denzel.
Joel's really been playing that long.
If he can stay healthy, great. If he can't stay healthy.
Njoku was the other 7.
I wonder how long he decides to play.
Yeah. It's about health. It's all about health.
At the safety spot, Ronnie Hickman, to me, Ronnie went from undrafted to starter here in year number 3. Now, can he lock that up and show that he deserves to be the starter, will be the starter, and most importantly, be a good starter? Andy, will he be a good player at that position? And I think he has shown glimpses of that. I think they need him to. You know, I've seen some rumblings, and it's just, you know, people writing things. It's nobody, you know, with football and the football organization. Jabril Peppers got let go by the New England Patriots and Mike Vrabel. And Jabril went to social media and said, hey, I've played for 7 different head coaches and 6 different coordinators, and I can play, and I'm going to play for somebody. Mm-hmm. And I can play in any scheme. And I saw more than a few folks who said, you should sign with the Browns.
Come home.
Browns should bring him back. And that's the type of question that Ronnie Hickman, I think, is going to have to answer. Should the Browns be looking at a guy like Jabril Peppers, or are they okay with Ronnie Hickman starting at safety?
You know, I think it's interesting that the team went out and has all, I mean, they have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it right? 6? 6 guys who are undrafted. Free agents that they put on this team. Donovan McMillan is one of those guys that could get forced in. I expect to see him on special teams, but I'm a little intrigued by the fact that they kept him. And if they kept him, is he going to see any time? Now, I'm assuming he's going to see time on special teams, and he's probably,
he's behind. Going to play.
Yeah, and he probably has to jump over Rayshon Jenkins to get out on the field. But I mean, you never know. I think, and Aiden, I know I'm sorry for doing this, but Aiden Huntington was the other guy that I was going to kind of just briefly touch on too, another unrestricted free agent that came into this that just totally turned heads during camp. So,
we'll see.
If you're looking at the safety spot.
Undersized, but an engine that doesn't stop.
Yeah, if you're
McMullen, 3 years at Kent State will do that to a guy.
I'm intrigued. How's that sound?
You should be.
If you're going to keep an unrestricted free agent and not go out and get somebody who's played in the league before or at least had a year on a practice squad somewhere, you know, are they going to play? That's the question. And I just, why take up a roster spot? Although it's they're in the churn position, right? Mm-hmm. Anything after 45 is a churning position, I think. That you're hanging on to your spot every week.
And you might be churning all season long.
Yeah.
Special teams. It's not your guy, Corey Bohorquez.
Maybe it is, Jeff.
No.
The way he punted during preseason.
Corey might be the best guy in the team.
I'm not.
You've got a really good punter.
Love to argue with you on this. Yeah, I think you're 100% right.
You got a really good punter.
Think about the bad field position teams had all. It doesn't matter who was on the field. It doesn't matter if it was a first teamer or a third teamer or a seventh teamer. Bjork has put the ball inside the deep red zone,
which is 10 in. Andy, he's good.
He is really good.
To me, the most intriguing special teams guy, and it's easy. It's not our guy.
They didn't want to pay him.
No,
it's not our guy, Rex Unohara.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Rex. Nice job.
Oh, I know.
It's got to be Andre Schmidt.
Yeah, it does.
And I say the new kicker of the Browns is intriguing for this reason. Did the Browns keep him because they really, really like him and think he's their long-term kicker? Or because they felt they couldn't trust Dustin Hopkins anymore?
Right guy, right time. So isn't that what it feels like?
Well, and then that to me screams this. Okay, can you make enough kicks in your first two or three games to keep the job? Because if he doesn't, they'll be holding tryouts every Tuesday.
Isn't that the kicking life in the NFL, though?
Well, not if you're making kicks. If you miss kicks, hey, I remember you. We went to kicking camp together when we were in high school. What are you in town for?
Hey,
your job.
You were in that punt, pass, and kick competition. We were in fourth grade.
Right, remember there next to Andy Reid.
That was awesome.
I have a hard time believing Andrew,
yes.
That they're keeping Andre Schmidt because they thought, oh my God, this guy's just fabulous. We love him. I think it's because they thought, oh my God, Dustin Hopkins can't make an extra point on a regular basis. And that means to me, Schmidt's first man up. And it also means that he's got a short leash. He's going to have to make kicks or he's going to be out of a job by week four, maybe five. And I hate that idea. I hate that idea.
And the fact that, I mean, he doesn't have AEIO or U in his last name. I mean, that's got to be said for something, right? Only in Cleveland, Andy, right?
Y is also considered a vowel.
Well, when you need it to be. Like, all right, hey, somebody call in Y. He's like the emergency, vowel. Y.
Andre Zmt. Shouldn't that be his name? On to try the 44-yard field goal is Andre Zmt.
And now we go to sports version of Count Von Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Heck, that's enough. We don't have that many vowels.
This is the byproduct of Schoolhouse Rock when you're a kid.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. Her thoughts on our most intriguing guys. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.